Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und sagt des Kalim, Perigud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to take a break now from Kli Cheres and discuss metal Kalim. That's going to be for the next four Perakim. So it's important to get the Yesaidah straight, and there are going to be two major Yesaidahs about metal Kalim that we're going to learn about right now in this Mishnah B'Yaz Hashem. The first one is Klei Mataches, metal Kalim. Unlike Kli Cheres, Pshutayan. Umekablayan Temeyan. When you say something is, it's Pashut. What does that mean, it's Pashut? It's straight. You use that sometimes with a Svar, of course. It's that way. With metal, we use it to describe a straight keli, as opposed to a keli that has a clay kibble that you can put something in. So, clay matches or clay matoches, metal kelim, shutein, whether they're flat, umekablayan, or whether you can put things inside. Temeyan, they are tame. Unlike Kli Eitz, Kli Atzamais, Kli Ar, Kli Schuchis, Kli Cheres, wood, bone kalim, leather kalim, glass kalim, or earthenware. They will not become tummy unless you can put something inside, unless they have a teich. Why is this so? Why are metal kalim different than all these other kalim mentioned? Many of the halachis of Tumah and Tahara are learned from when the Yidden returned from the war with Midian. And Elazar HaKayan gave them instructions what to do with the kalim. The Pasuk says over there as follows. Achas azov, es hakesev, es hanachoshes, es habarzel, es habdil, es hoeforos. All different types of metal kalim. Gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, lead. So first you have to kasher it. If it was used in fire, you have to kasher it through fire. Then the Torah says, ach b'meinida yischata. Means you have to spray on it the water that's mixed with the ashes of the parah aduma. In other words, it becomes tamei tumas meis. So the Torah is teaching us here that metal kalim become tamei tumas meis. The parah aduma is only for tumas meis. How do we know, even if they're flat? So let's remind ourselves, first of all, how do we know everything else has to have a clay kibble? And that's learned from a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, v'chola sheyipol alav mehem, referring to the dead shrotzim, b'moisam, yitma, it'll be metama, the kalim, yikol kli eitz, oy beged, oy or, oy sock. Sock is something that is made out of goat hair, and goat hair was commonly used to put things in. Sometimes you carried it when it was full, sometimes you carried it when it was empty. In other words, it had a base kibble to put things inside. So anything that's compared to sock has to have the same characteristic. It has to be something you can put things inside. It's not flat. It has the capacity to retain things. It has a clay kibble. Metal is not mentioned there. And there's no drasha to connect metal to that pasuk. So memela, this din, that you have to be able to put things inside, doesn't apply to metal. Metal is tame even if it's flat. Now here comes the second rule about metal. Nishbaru, if the metal kalim became tame. And then they broke. Zaktamisha Teheru, it automatically becomes tar. The chiddush is, even if it didn't completely break, let's say it has a hole, and the hole is big enough that I can't use it for what this keli is made for. Once the keli can no longer be used for what it was made for, or for what people are using it for, it's tar, automatically tar. And for sure, explains the Tiferes Yisrael, it can't be mekabel tumah when it's broken. However, if you bring it to your handy repairman, and chazar va'asim hen keli, he fixes it, takes the broken piece or broken pieces and turns it back into a keli, chazru l'tumasin hayishana, the old tumah that it had before it broke automatically comes back. This is exeged rabbanan. Midiraisa the tumah does not come back, but the rabbanan said, you have a tamadika metal keli, it breaks. Yes, it's tar when it's broken, but if you fix it, the tumah automatically comes back. Why did Chazal make this gzera? We were scared you're going to compare the tahara that comes to a keli through breaking with the tahara that comes to a keli through tefillah. A keli that becomes tame, you do whatever has to be done, and finally you tovel it in the mikvah. It's not automatically tar as soon as you take it out of the mikvah. You have to wait for the sun to set. We learned about this. That's called Harav Shemesh. You can eat chulin after you take it out from the mikvah, but not truma or kachin. Remember the first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachas? Me'emesai Karin Hashemah, Mishasha Kehanim Nechnasin Lechel B'Trumasin. That means that after the Kohen tells himself, he can't eat Truma. Not until the sun sets. So whether the Keli is Tamei, or the person was Tamei, you have to wait for Harav Shemesh after Tefillah. So people knew this. They knew even if you tovel the Keli, You have to wait for the sun to set. Problem was, if when a keli breaks, it becomes tar, and then you take it right away and you fix it, someone who's watching this is going to say, that was a tamei de keli. It broke. Well, if it broke, you can't use it. Oh, he fixed it. Oh, now you can use it. They're going to think, once you fix it, you don't have to wait for the sun to set. And if that's true for a broken keli that you fix, it's probably for sure true. People will make this mistake and think it's probably for sure true. If you tivel it, you don't have to wait for the sun to set. See, my neighbor across the street, Moshe, he's a kayan. He's a big tzaddik. His keli broke. He fixed it. And right away, he ate truma in it. So I'm going to think I can take my keli. It didn't break, but I'll tivel it. And right away, I can eat truma in it. I'm going to forget that for tefillah, you have to have hair of shemesh. You have to wait for the sun to set. If I'm tummy, I have to wait for the sun to set. If the keli is tummy, you have to wait for the sun to set. So because there was this concern that people will confuse the breaking of a keli and the tefillah of a keli, they made a takana. A tamei de keli that breaks, if you fix it, you can't just use it. You have to tivel it, and you have to wait for Harav Shemesh. So let me ask you two things. First of all, so why did Chazal just say, if you break a keli and you fix it, you have to wait for the sun to set? Why did they say it becomes tamei and you have to tivel it? So if you take a look here in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger, it brings from the Marsha and Masechta Shabbos, it has to make sense in the eyes of people. It's going to look like a joke. What? It broke? I fixed it? I have to wait for the sun to set? Why? If you hear, it became tamei, that they know already. You table something, you have to wait for the sun to set. So they have to say it becomes tummy. My second question is, why would they just go to this by metal, Caleb? If this is the problem, I'm scared that if it breaks and you fix it, being that you can use it right away, people will make the mistake and they'll think when you table it, you can also use it right away. So we should make the same takana for other Caleb, not just metal. For wood Caleb. So take a look here in the Tosfos Yom Tov. He explains, other Caleb, physically, practically, it's much harder to fix. A metal keli is much easier to fix. So it was much more common that they fixed it. Memele Chazal were Mashayer. How often people do things, what the attitude of people are, the way people think, and that's how they base their gzeiras on. Okay, so the bottom line is, metal kelim, even if they're flat, they're tameh. Of course, if it has a clay kibble, it's tameh. If it breaks, it's tar. If you turn it back into a keli, the old tumah comes back midrabanan. Shem Megamil says, this din that the old tumah comes back, loy l'chol tumah, it wasn't said for every kind of tumah, el l'tumas hanefesh, only for tumas meis. In other words, if the keli became tumah tumas meis, and then it broke, and he turned around and turned it back into a keli, the old tumah comes back. But if it became tumah through, let's say, one of the other tumahs, we don't have this there. It breaks, it's tar, forget about it. Even if you fix it, the tahara continues. No old tumah comes back. So I don't understand. If the concern is what we said, that people will confuse breaking and toiveling, so what's the difference if it's Tumas Meis or not? So Enochanami, Reb Shimon Gamliel has a whole different reason why Chazal were geyser that Tumas should come back to a keli after you fix it. Reb Shimon Gamliel has a totally different concern. He says if you can just be Matayr, a klimatris, you can make it no more tummy, tar, by breaking it and fixing it. People forget there's a whole thing of spritzing the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paradum, or the whole mechatas will be forgotten. It's much easier to take a drill through it, make a hole, and then patch the hole. That's easier than having to wait for a paraduma the third and seventh day, to spray it with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paradum and all the halacha, and then to tivel it. I have much better etzah. Just keep a drill handy. So people will totally forget that there's an inyan of being metayer keli with a paraduma. So Mameli said, you break it and fix it, it gets back its ultum. You still have to go through the process. That's only by tumas meis, which requires, taka, that you sprinkle it with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma on day number 3 and day number 7. But by other kinds of tumas, there wouldn't be a need for such a gzeira, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Actually, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us that it was Shimon ben Shetach. You know Shimon ben Shetach? Reb Shimon ben Shetach, who was the one that took on the witches in Ashkelon. You remember the Gemara in Masechta Tainis? So the Gemara says there was Shaltzion Hamalka, Queen Shaltzion, who made a big party for her son. All the kelim became tummy. So what she did was, they broke all the kelim, quickly gave them to a silversmith, redid them for new kelim. When he saw that, so the Chachamim said, you know what, from now on, it goes back to its old tum. It doesn't help to break and fix it.